has plenty of yards with Tim Zub, McKay Jones, and then, of course, Gangler. He just one weapon to go, and he goes with Tim Zub this first time, and he's out for 15 yards. He's all the way out to the 44-yard line, gain of 15 on the play, into ugly territory. Clock is stopped at the moment, and it's first and 10 once again for USA.
Tyler Jepreski again on the tackle, a little help from Brian Bland.
Tim Zub has 50 yards now on 9 carries. McKay Jones leading all running backs for USA with 70. Gangler, since the first quarter, has been quite quiet. He still has those 68 yards.
You know, he hasn't had as many carries since the first half, but Jones has been carrying the ball very well.
Beachy under center. Three men in the backfield. Hands it off to his second man, Tim Zub. Working hard, gets maybe 3 yards in the matter, out to the 42-yard line of Ubley. It's about a 3-yard gain, brings up 2nd and 7.
Number 60, Austin Fisher, first to get there. Austin Roth, he cleans him up.
Clock continues to wind down, now to the 4-minute and 20-second mark in the fourth quarter. USA leading by 4, 22-18. Beachy still walking gingerly on those cramped legs. It's a little warm out, a little very humid. It's hot in this press box. But a beautiful view out there, and it's exciting to be back in the booth for high school football.
Definitely is. It's a pleasure to be here, Clark.
Beachy under center. Gangler back in there. It's not a handoff to him, though. Instead, it goes to number 28, Brandon Harper. The 6'1" junior pushes forward for about 2 yards, brings up 3rd and a long 5. Right at the 40-yard line. So, Dave, what are they going to do here?
Well, Clark, they got the clock rolling just under 3.5 minutes. I expect just another run play, possibly either Harper or Gangler at this point. Hope to break one free for 5 or 6 yards and push the chains and force the Bearcats start using their timeouts.
USA with 297 yards of offense, 261 of that coming on the ground. It's a handoff to Gangler. He hits the line and gets beyond that right up to the first down marker at the 35-yard line. It's going to be close. No word yet. All the officials waving. They're not sure. Looks like they're going to be measuring this one.
So close, Clark. Austin Fisher lost the helmet on that play.
And we have a timeout called by Ubley. You're tuned to WLEW, 3:08 left in the fourth quarter. USA leading by 4 into Ubley territory. You're tuned to WLEW.
Once there was a house that stood behind a small white picket fence. It was a happy house. A family, a dog, and a minivan. But one day, a dark, ominous cloud stopped by. The house quivered and quaked, shuddered with each lightning strike. But it was not scared. No, as it had an insurance policy through Farm Bureau Insurance. The house had called Clark Ramsey at 810-648-2800 and slept soundly through the night. Because with Clark Ramsey, there's nothing to fear.
You're tuned to WLAW, 3:08 left in the fourth quarter. USA leading 22-18 over Ubley. USA with the ball on facing a 4th and 1 at the 35-yard line of Ubley. Ubley had called a timeout. They want to talk this one over. And now both teams back in the trenches. Nearly everyone, 10 men in the box for Ubley as the T formation for USA. It's a handoff to McKay Jones. They catch him in the backfield with the bends all on the placement. It looks like he's a little bit short. McKay Jones tried to go around the left side, and Ubley jumped all over him. What's it going to be? No word yet from the officials, and it's a turnover of downs. Ubley comes out with a big stop right there with 3:02 left in the fourth quarter, trailing by a mere one possession.
Huge play by the defense. Tyler Jepreski makes a big-time play for the Bearcat defense. 3 minutes to go. Let's see the offense.
Ever hear of the three-minute drill?
Yeah, it's coming up.
That's coming up. We're witnessing it right now. Ubley jumping up to the line of scrimmage. They have all the jive in their step they need. Sweeney under center, moving right to left across your radio. Hands it off. Nope, he's keeping it for himself. He's going for the pass. Nothing there. He goes back to the center. He's keeping it for himself. He has plenty of room to run. He has the legs under him. He's past the line of scrimmage near the 45-yard line. Gets shoved out of bounds right there. About a gain of 9 yards after running about 60.
Yeah, he rolled all the way out to the right, had nothing going, just reversed it back to the left, nothing but open field, an easy 9 yards, steps out of bounds, stops the clock.
Stops the clock at 2:47, 22-18, trailing by four is ugly to USA. It's now second and one. Gain of nine for Sweeney.
Patriot defense a little bit on their heels here, not sure what's going to come next here.
We'll see. We'll see. What's your call?
You know, I was surprised on that play as well, but I would not be surprised to see Kirk Kabatsky get a carry here.
We'll see. I'm almost thinking of play action. I think they're going to run that same play. Sweeney under center, three men in the backfield. And it's a handoff right through the middle to number 10, Kyle Rumsick. Number 20. Number 40. I'll get it eventually. I was getting there. Ryan Hague, the senior running back, 5'9", pushes forward for about 7 yards, gets the first down into USA territory at the 46-yard line. 2:39 left in the fourth quarter, and the clock starts again. USA trying to get one last drive into here, and this drive might decide it all. If USA stops them, game over. If Ubley scores, you never know.
Ryan Hague done a great job blocking all day, gets a chance on fourth and short, and just refuses to go down. I think that's him again.
And he goes again on the quick handoff from Sweeney right off the bat. He pushes forward for another 7 yards deeper into USA territory, now with the 39-yard line. Here comes Ubley, second and three at the USA 39-yard line. 2 minutes to play, 22-18, USA with a mere four-point lead. Substitution on the USA side, number 57. Christian Mascaro comes out. It's second and a long three for you for Ubley. Sweeney under center. Three men in the backfield. T formation. It's a hand keeper for himself. Sweeney around the right side. He has blockers all over. Has the first down. He's out to the 30. He's out to the 27-yard line when he's finally brought down by three USA Patriots on bound of that pile number 25, Tim Zoo. Minute 39. Clock stops to move the chains. It's first and 10 for Ubley out at the 27-yard line.
Big-time run there. Been very impressed with Nick Sweeney following his blockers, being extremely patient, carrying the ball. Another great run for him.
Now 126 yards in the night on 12 carries. That last one, roughly 10. It's now first and 10 at the 28-yard line of USA, just outside the red zone. There's the handoff to number 5, Kabatsky. Nothing going there, although he pushes forward, works hard, moves those legs, and it gets out for about a 4-yard gain. He's out to the 25-yard line. It looks like we have a timeout called by Ubley. Minute 17 left in this one. Everyone is on the edge of their seat. It's USA 22, Ubley 18. You're tuned to WLEW.
Hey, there goes one. Hey, you shot my cow.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 20th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods in Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods in Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, at the Imlay City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
You're tuned to WIW Minute 15. While you were out, there was a false start call on Ugly. So that pushes them back 5 yards. They're now facing a second and 12 from USA.